Main character profiles. Eric Smith. Born in 1964 in Timeline 2, Colonel Smith, USAF, retired, has been a government man all his life. He worked for the United States National Security Agency, then inside a top-secret unit within Homeland Security. It was tasked with defending the states against threats from other timelines. These included world walkers, those who could cross between these alternative worlds, and his own timeline. Many might consider this easy. After all, most known timelines are uninhabited or populated by Stone Age tribes at best. However, the exceptions are the problem. The notorious clan and their world walkers came from Timeline 1, and contact with this secretive organization resulted in a national trauma, dwarfing both 9/11 and the War on Terror. Smith knows that there are other inhabited timelines out there. At least one civilization is far ahead of the United States technology levels, fighting and losing a paratime war against parties unknown. And then there's the Black Rain timeline, where reconnaissance drones and human spies go missing. Defending the nation is easier said than done when you can't even be sure what you're defending it from. But you can make a good guess. Kurt Douglas. Born in 1941 in Timeline 2, Kurt Douglas grew up in the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, during the Cold War. Drafted at 18, he ended up in the Border Guards. Then in late 1968, he escaped over the Berlin Wall to the west and emigrated to the United States. Marrying Greta, another East German defector, he made a new life for himself. Kurt raised a family and lived quietly with his son, daughter-in-law, and their adopted children, Rita and River. However, the East German Foreign Intelligence Service didn't send Kurt to the West to spy on the United States. They had longer-term objectives in mind. However, that was before the end of the Cold War and the collapse of East Germany. Old skills don't fade easily, and Kurt has given Rita the best training he could for living in a police state. And she knows if she ever gets in over her head that she can count on Grandpa Kurt and his friends for help. Miriam Burgesson. Born in 1968 in Timeline 2, Miriam grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. She worked as a tech sector journalist before discovering in her early 30s that her mother had been lying to her for most of her life. Mother and daughter were fugitives from the Grunmarkt, a small kingdom in Timeline 1, which had reached medieval levels of technology. They were women of noble birth, whose designated role was to produce more world walkers and to serve the clan. Miriam world walks home by accident and is expected to conform. But that had never been Miriam's style. So in short order, she discovered a new route to a new inhabited timeline and built a business startup, using it to import high-tech innovations into this new territory. This triggered a crisis within the clan, reviving a dormant blood feud and causing civil war. Now 17 years have passed since the clan and the Grunmarkt were both destroyed. Clan reactionaries made a disastrous miscalculation that led to a very brief war with the United States, ending when the U.S. nuked the Grunmarkt. Miriam saw the writing on the wall and led anti-clan survivors into exile in the new world she'd discovered. But here she found a revolution in progress and a new vocation. Miriam is now older and wiser, and a minister in government. She works for the new American Commonwealth, the ascendant democratic superpower of Timeline 3. She'd taken part in the revolution that overthrew the absolute monarchy of the new British Empire, now defunct. And ever since, she's been warning the new government, the USA is coming. For 17 years, she's been working feverishly to ensure that when the US drones arrive overhead, the Commonwealth will be ready to meet them on equal terms. But she wasn't expecting them to be expecting her, and to have made plans accordingly. Rita Douglas. Born in 1995 in Timeline 2 and adopted at birth by Franz and Emily Douglas, Rita was 8 when Klan renegades from Timeline 1 nuked the White House. Growing up in President Rumsfeld's America, she has learned to keep her head down and her nose clean. But there's only so much she can do to avoid attention. The paranoid high-surveillance state has her under constant surveillance in case the woman who gave her up for adoption, an enemy of the state, takes a renewed interest in her. Rita has a history and drama studies degree, a pile of student loans, and no great employment prospects. At 25 years of age, she doesn't really know where she's going. But that's okay, because the government has big plans for Rita.